Story time. So, how long ago? At least 10 years ago now, I would say. Probably more, to be honest. It's really showing my age that this was probably like 13, 14 years ago. Oh, that's depressing. Anyways, so one of my fuck buddies was this college girl, and she was really cool. We had a lot of similar interests. I loved to sing, and she loved to sing. She had a great voice. She was like a curvier girl, but like, she was probably the most flexible, curvy girl I've ever met in my entire life. But I love any body type, really. So, but girls with some meat on their bones, yummy. So we had been hooking up, whatever. Nothing like out of this world, really. Like, it was good, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't anything spectacular for me. Until one day we were talking, and she said, you know, I was watching porn, and this girl like squirted, and I was just thinking to myself, like, I wish I could squirt. And I was like, funny you mention that, because I wish you could squirt too, right? Because like, I love girls that can squirt. Like, that is, it, like, insanely sexy to me. Like, a girl that can just, not, like, any type. So, like, there's different girls can, like, gush and just, like, really get super, super wet. And then there's, like, the girls that can, like, spray it across the room. And, like, everywhere in between. I love all of it. No matter what. If something happens, and if I can, like, physically or visibly, like, see or feel you coming and just getting me soaking wet, I may or may not be hard already just talking about it. yeah. But, so, love squirting. Everything about it. It is amazing to me. And I do my fucking best, because I know tricks, you know I know tricks, to accomplish such a feat. I have definitely made girls that have never squirted before squirt their fucking brains out and look at me like I was a fucking witch doctor or something. And yeah, so moving on with the story. I said, well, yes, I completely agree. She's like, but can you just, like, learn to do that? I said, absolutely, you can. And she said, really? And I said, yes. So she said she was going on a quest. She was determined to learn how to squirt. And I said, amazing. So, like, a week goes by, and we didn't talk that often, like, here and there, sort of, like, not even as much as, like, other fuck buddies I would, like, sext all the time and, like, send dirty pictures and all that stuff. That was, like, every day or every other day type of thing. And we would talk, like, maybe once a week. So a week goes by, and she's like, guess what? And I said, what? And she said, I learned how to squirt. And I said, really now? And she said, yes. And she sent me a picture of her bed, and she had these, like very light sky blue sheets, and there was, like, a fucking puddle in the middle of it. And I'm thinking, like, you just dumped a cup of water on your bed. There's no way that, like, you went from, like, nothing, right, to the, like, destroying your sheets. Like, I understand somebody can learn how to squirt, but that is, that seems a little excessive, right? So I'm thinking she's just trying to, you know, turn me on and get me all worked up and whatever. And I mean, it worked regardless of what I thought at the time, right? So I wasn't gonna question her. Like, I'm not a dickhead, so I was like, that's fucking amazing. Like, you need to come over as soon as humanly possible so I can see that in person. And she was like, sure. And I was like, well, if she was faking it, right, she wouldn't have agreed to come over and show me, because I would know that it was fake. Right? Does that make sense? So I'm super excited. So she comes over and we're doing our thing, like we're kissing, and like she stops and she's like, I gotta go pee first. And I said, okay. It's always a good rule of thumb, ladies and gentlemen, to try to pee before you have sex or do anything like that. Unless you're gonna incorporate that in your sex, and then by all means, pee away. So she goes to Tingletown, right? And then comes back, and we get back to it, you know, like we're kissing, and I'm pulling her clothes off, and I'm rubbing her pussy, and she's really getting, like, I feel like she's more excited than she had been before. I think she was just very excited to show me, so, like, she was just already, like, riled up, so, like, and her pussy didn't seem any wetter than it normally did. It was wet. It was nice. So we didn't really, like, talk about it. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to, like, you know, make it a thing. Because sometimes when you talk about things, like, beforehand, like, people get in their head and then, like, it's harder. You know what I mean? So, like, I didn't want to make it a thing. So I didn't say anything. So I do what I always do, right? I grab her behind her knees, and I shove her legs back, and I spread them so they're, like, her knees are, like, in her armpits, and I kiss my way down, all the way down her stomach, all the way down to her pussy, and I spit on it, and I start swirling my tongue all over her clit, and I'm sliding my tongue in and out of her pussy, and up, down and up and down, and she's like, I can feel her legs shaking a little bit, and I'm thinking, like, she probably, I've known a lot of girls that could squirt, and a lot of them, like, need some penetration, so, like, but I'm thinking, I don't know if I love when I can get a girl to squirt when I go down on her, but, like, sometimes girls can squirt better during sex, but I'm pretty good at what I do, as I discussed in my last ramble. So I lick my fingers and I slide two fingers inside her pussy, and I give it that nice little hook when they go inside, so the tips of my fingers, you know, slam into her G-spot when I put my fingers in and out. So I'm finger fucking her and I'm licking her clit, and I'm going to town, and one of the tricks is curving your fingers the right way, and also, like, when you slide in, to give a little tug up, right, and applying some counter pressure, like a right around, like, the pubic area, like above it. So anyways, can't give away all my secrets, you guys are sneaky. So I'm doing my thing, right? And I'm licking her pussy and finger fucking her, getting harder and harder. And her leg is starts shaking and shaking. And she reaches down and she tells me to take my fingers out. And as I pull my fingers out, this girl squirted so hard. It almost drowned me. Like, it filled my mouth in like a second. And I backed up, and it was spraying on my neck so hard that it, like, the backsplash, like, it splashed off me, like, up to her face and, like, on my pillows and shit. Like, it literally felt like a fucking water hose, like a garden hose. She just fucking turned on full blast and sprayed me right in the mouth and the throat. And I was like, I don't think anybody has ever seen a happier face on me in my entire life than that moment. She fucking, oh my God. And I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, she can really do this. Like, it came out of nowhere. She never did anything like this before. And all of a sudden, she was squirting like a fucking fire hose. And I was loving every second of it. Oh my God. I slicked and cleaned my fingers and my hand and my wrist and halfway up my fucking arm. And she kind of looked at me and she was like, do you mind licking me again, please? You know, like, gave me a kind of look like that. And I'm, like, sitting here cleaning myself like a cat. And I should be getting back to work. So I went back down and I'm licking her clit, finger fucking her. And again, she's fucking sprayed me in the mouth. And in the net, I was more prepared, so I didn't, like, jump back and, like, a startle and, like, and whatever. Like, I pulled my fingers out. She had me pull my fingers out every time. Pulled my fingers out and she's, like, just soaked me, absolutely soaked me. But I opened my mouth and I tried to drink as much as I could, and like, I'm letting it like overflow out of my mouth back onto her pussy, and I'm fingering it back into her and licking her and slurping, and it was like, it was the wettest, loudest oral sex I've ever had in my life. It was madness, pure madness. And I think I had a smile on my face for like a week after that. Like, I was, oh my God. If I could have somebody do that to me every day, I would be the happiest guy in the world. But it was fucking incredible. And I was just over the moon, so fucking excited and so happy. And then she like pulled me up and I kissed my way up her body. You know, I put a condom on and I started fucking her, and I was like, Jesus, I was so hard that it almost hurt because I was so hard. And I'm thinking to myself, I am so sorry because I am so turned on right now. This is probably gonna last about 1.5 pumps. I'm gonna slide it in, finish, and slide it out and be like, I'm so sorry, but that's all you get. Maybe in 5 minutes you'll get the real thing, but we'll just have to get that out of the way. But I didn't. I remember I slid it in and I just started like, I usually like to try and go slow at first and like work up to it and you know, touching and kissing and like really deep grinding and stuff like that. For the most part, I like to start off that way. But you know, I was very like animalistic, and I just put it in and I started just thumping away at her pussy, fucking her like so hard, not super fast, just like really just fucking giving it to her. And I'm going, and she's got her hands, her legs back, and her hands like on my hips, and just like, she wasn't controlling me, but just like feeling me, feeling the motion of my body like slamming into hers. And then all of a sudden, she like, when I pulled back before I could slam back in, she like shoved me, and when she shoved me, she fucking squirted everywhere again, all over me, all over my cock, all over my bed, my poor bed. And she did it like maybe one more time after that before I finished, and I collapsed next to her. She was fucking drenched. I was drenched. I was like, it looked like we just jumped in a fucking pool and then came out and laid in my bed like a couple of weirdos. But oh my Lord in heaven, it was so fucking hot. And I've never, to this day, I've had other girls that squirt, and it's incredible, and I love it. I love it, no matter what, no how little, how much. It's all amazing to me. But I've never had anybody, like, squirt like that in my entire life. Before or after, that was, like, it was insane. It was the most intense squirting I've ever, like, I've seen it in porn, but I never saw it in real life, And it happened. And, you know, I sit and sometimes and I wonder and I think about that as, you know, sometimes when I touch myself and think about past experiences. If she, like, still does that with people, or I know some people can be self-conscious about it a little bit, but, man, it was, oh, God, it was incredible. So, yeah, so that's my story about the most intense squirter I've ever been with. We hooked up for a while after that, at least a few months, and it was business as usual with how she squirted every single time. And I would say every single time I had to strip my bed and flip my mattress because it was just soaked. It was just fucking soaked halfway through my mattress. And I'm sure that mattress was fucking destroyed by the time we were finished with each other. But yeah, so that is my story. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope it was all right. I have lots and lots of stories. I used to write stories and post them. I don't know if I'm going to do that anymore, but I might just tell you stories. So if you like me telling you stories, I will gladly tell you more stories of my sexcapades as a young lad. So yeah, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great night.